to the Rockman Show. It's time for Rockman to give his opinions, his views, and his thoughts on life and rock. So grab a beer, buckle in, and get ready to rock!
Merry Christmas, everyone! I know it's gone past, we're in a new year and all that jazz, but hey, a little bit behind. That was And It's Okay, and that was called Splinters. Another great song that came out in 2025. We got a lot of music coming our way in 2026. Holy shit, we're already here, right? Holy cow. What a year. I mean, the year just passed. Don't get your panties in a wad over there, because Genghis and Ragman are going to do the Kicks and Kisses list, which will be up next week. But this week, I'm finishing up my road trip from Europe. So I've got some friends on deck from Norway. Yeah, Norway. Long way away. If you live in the U.S. If you live in Norway, you're like, oh, down the block. Forget about it. But anyway, that was It's Okay. I tell you what, since this is kind of a Christmas show, let's do a little Christmas music. Feeling festive. Not really. And we'll talk about that here in a minute. But I tell you what, let's play Striper. Still the Light. About that, a little Striper. That one's called Still the Light. Off their last record, which was pretty Christmas themed. I guess they were in the Christmas spirit, but they probably recorded it probably like 6-8 months before to a year before it came out. I don't know. Haven't talked to the guys, so I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they're thinking. All I know is everybody I spoke with this year, 2025, was like, Christmas, it's here, whatever. I'm not sure if it's because I'm in Texas. It was hot. It's very warm this year. I mean, unseasonably warm. I mean, Texas is always pretty hot, but this year, forget about it. It was a lot warmer than normal. And, you know what, I asked him, everybody, I'm like, you know, you're in the spirit. I was like, no, I put the tree up a week ago. This is a week before Christmas. I mean, I did nothing at my house. The girlfriends, yeah, we did stuff there, but, I mean, we were late there. She's got kids, they're teenagers, so, I mean, it's, they still enjoy it. But, me, I get a year older, I get old, and I'm like, fuck. I don't know if I want to even celebrate. I mean, I don't need gifts. I get what I want. And yeah, it's fun to get the little birthday cake and all that jazz. But really, at my age anymore, I don't really care. I you know, there's a true meaning behind Christmas. You know, the birth of Jesus and stuff like that. I'm not sure if you're religious. So I'm not going to go down that road. But I mean, that's a true meaning there. You know, the Santa Claus and all that other stuff, you know, it's, that is what it is. But it's time really for like families to get together and celebrate together, which is what I enjoyed. It is fun. You know, I did it with my folks and my daughter and that was cool. And then went to the girlfriend's house and celebrate with her and her children. And that was great too. But again, I get bummed out because I'm getting fucking older. I don't want to be old. I mean, it's a fact of life. I fucking hurt everywhere anymore. I get up, I'm like, fuck, why is that hurt? It's bullshit. I guess it's a fact of life, man. It's just the way shit goes. I try to take care of myself. I exercise a lot, and that's waning down, which I never thought it would. I'm like, fuck. Do I really want to go run? Do I want to go to the gym? My back hurts, or my knee hurts, or my legs hurt, or whatever. I don't want to go on that tangent, but fuck, dude. Getting old sucks. But as long as you keep a young mindset, it won't get you down. That's what I try to do. I try to act younger than my age. And people say, hey, you look 58, you look 56. I'm like, oh, thank you. I got 2 years back. No, but if somebody says, hey, you look like you're 50, I'm like, hey, thank you. I'm actually older than that. But I do not act my age. I still go to shows and talk to a lot of my friends in the same boat. We don't all look as youthful as we used to, but hey, we keep youthful in the soul. That's important. That's why we listen to music, go to concerts. Me, I drink beer too. I love it too. It's a social thing. But anyway, speaking of beer, I'm thirsty, Mr. G. I got my beer. Technical difficulties. John spewed all over himself. As you know, as I opened the beer. But, unfortunately, my program didn't want to work. So, sorry, people. I'm sure you're really disappointed.
It's bullshit. It's my one segment in the show.
I know, John, but I hit the button. Or actually, you hit the button.
Don't yell at me. I'm still cuddling myself after that beer.
All right, I muted you. All right, so there's a lot going on in the studio tonight. But I got it. This is an experiment tonight, people. It's a beer that's quite a bit older. So I have a beer fridge here at the Right Rock Studios. And I keep beer. I'm a hoarder. I'm not gonna lie. I'm a hoarder of beer. And I don't know what it is. I've talked to you guys about it before where I'm like, oh, well, I'm going to drink that one day. And then the day never comes until I get in the fridge. And I'm like, oh, shit, I should probably drink that before it goes bad. Because I have a friend. My friend Mike is like, dude, after 3 months, you can't drink the fucking beer. He's got a point. With some beers, yes, spot on. Stouts is a different story. But he told me tonight, Hefeweizens, you're good too. If they're a little bit older, don't worry about it. You're good. But IPAs, which I love, they typically, you know, I would say 5-6 months, they're done. They're done. Unless they're higher in ABV, like a triple or something like that. And that's what I have tonight. And I'm like, oh, holy shit. So I opened it. And again, the technical difficulties. Thank you, John. We didn't get to record it, and now you didn't have to hear him spew himself. That's fine. You're happy with that. I get it. But anyway, I've got this beer tonight. It's called Dino Snacks, and it's a collab between two really great breweries, Green Cheek out of California and Pine House Pizza out of Austin. So it's a triple IPA, hazy, of course. And the can's really cool. It's got the Green Cheek logo. It's got the Pine House logo. And then it's like got this tropical thing. So it's very cool looking. So anyway, let's do an aroma check. The beer's still good. Holy shit. You know, again, I'm not sure how old this fucker is. I couldn't find a date on the can. And that's what you look for, people. If you're beer drinkers, craft beer people, you want to look at the can, look for the date. And again, within the first 3 months of canning is your best time to drink the beer. If you're lax like some people and a hoarder like some people, then you kind of roll the dice sometime. So I was prepared to pour this out, and I would have fessed up and all that jazz. But hey, here we go. Smells good. So appearance, beautiful in color, very golden, very hazy. Looks like orange juice in the glass. A little bit of lacing on sticking to the glass somewhat, but the aroma is like oranges. It's very citrusy, as you would imagine. Kind of tropical. You get some pineapple notes in there. But the true test is in the taste. Let's do this. Rich, creamy, pineapples, oranges. John, hit the horns. All right, people. We got a 4 on the floor. One of the last beers for 2025 here. Even though I'm recording in 2026, it's very early on. Whatever. But I tell you what, let's do some tunes. Let's do a new song. How about some Thayer St. James? Wow. Who knew that they had lost tapes? And I got to say, I love me some Black and Blue from back in the day. And hearing that they have some, like, I guess, old songs that they never put out, that, hell yeah, let's check it out. This is called Ballad of the Bullet. Let's do it.
Sally was living on the edge of town, looking for a man, looking all around. John was nervous, 'cause he'd been fooling around. Just one of those things didn't mean that much to him. But you see, it wasn't really her. It was like a dark spot in the sun.
Awesome is that? Little Jamie St. James and Tommy Thayer back together, man. Black and Blue. I don't know if Tommy goes back to Black and Blue or they do like a just a side thing, which is Black and Blue, basically, right? So, I don't know. I like it, and I think those are probably older songs. They sound like demos, or at least that song did, and a couple others that I heard. But they had a chemistry. I mean, they wrote some great music together. I'm a big Black and Blue guy. Saw them on the first tour. They opened up for Aerosmith on the Done With Mirrors tour. When they were kind of like, hey, we're getting back together with Joe, and who's this band? And then, as you know, Gene Simmons took a liking to them, started producing them, and they're opening up for Kiss. So, again, a big fan. I've talked to Jamie before, really nice guy, and have had the pleasure of seeing them three or four times. Not as much as I'd like, because I am a big fan, but there it is. That's it. So, anyway, short show tonight, because I have some friends from Norway that want to check in. But before we get to them, heard something tonight. I did. You're like, right, man, what'd you hear, man? I heard a song that sounded like somebody else. John, hit the game show theme. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got a good one tonight. So we're going to switch it up tonight, John. We're going to do things a little bit different. You know, I've done it to where almost I give it to you. I give you the answer. And then you still can't figure it out. But tonight, I had an idea. I was like, I'm going to do things a little bit different. So tonight you're going to hear the song, then you have to tell me what you think this song sounds like. What other song? It's a song that's been like huge, and I'll give you a hint. Again, it's not that kind of show. It's not that kind of game. No bell buying or anything like that. So basically, I'll give you a hint. It's a band we talked about on a show. I think the last show. Or show or two, whatever like that. But to the band that just got back together, and it's one of their biggest hits.
Maybe it was your best shot.
All right, here's the song. All right, the song we're going to play is from Annie Lennox. And this one's called Don't Let It Bring You Down. People, get out there. Get your notepads out. And you're like, oh, fuck, what does this sound like? It's your time to guess. And God forbid I'm playing Annie Lennox on this show. But I do it because it's a game show and I have no control over things. So let's do it. There you go. Annie Lennox. Why am I playing this on the show?
Yeah, I'm right there.
Yeah, what's up, John?
You mind if I come to the studio?
I'd rather you not. What's going on?
It's a personal tale.
Personal tale. Okay, come on down. Come on down. Don't slam the fucking door, bro. Sorry. So what's your personal tale? And get the fuck out of here. You creep me out. I'm just going to be serious with you.
Okay.
So what?
Annie Lennox?
Yeah?
Big Eurythmics fan back in the day.
Okay, and?
I fucked her.
Holy shit! No way!
You can ask her. I made her go lesbian.
Oh, well. You probably made a lot of women go lesbians. That's all I'm saying. I gotta say, when she was in that one video, Sweet Dreams or whatever, I was like, oh, the red hair, it's, she, what's under the suit? And yeah, I mean, I kind of thought about it in the 80s, but no. You had her?
Had her. I beat the shit out of Dave Stewart. Long story.
I bet it is. But we don't want your story. That's fine. All right, get back in the booth so we can play the game.
All right, done and done.
Oh. John fucked Eddie Lennox? Wow. The things you learn on the Ragman show. All right. John, you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, so you heard the song. What do you think? Again, I gave you clues. It's a band that we talked about on the show the last couple weeks. They just got back together, and they have a song that sounds very reminiscent of this song. Because I was out at a brewery earlier with the Metal Munchkin, and I heard this. I was like, oh, fuck, that sounds like that song. So I should talk about it on the show and see if John can figure it out. John, do you have an answer?
Yes, I do.
All right, so who do you think it is?
Is it a metal act?
Not metal, hard rock. You know what we do on the show.
Don't have to be a dick.
I'm not being a dick. I'm just move on. I've got stuff to do. And come on. What do you think?
I'm going to say it's, Africa by Toto.
What the fuck?
No, you've got it wrong. Way wrong. All right, I'm going to play the song, people. It sounded like Triumph, the Magic Power. Let's do some classic Triumph.
Let's do it.
Crazy and say what you will. I heard Magic Power in that Annie Lennox song. But I just had a song. I said, I gave you another song here. So I'm going to play another song and then we're going to wrap up, but I got to do a little fast way. Say what you will. Come on, Dave King, help me out, man. Fast Eddie. Alright, a little Say What You Will by Fastway. I love Fastway. First time I saw them live, I saw them open up for Iron Maiden and Saxit on the Peace of Mind and Power of the Glory tour. Very cool band. I love Fastway. Did the soundtrack to Trick or Treat, one of my favorite horror movies. Just a great band. Just unfortunately, Dave King left. he's in Flogging Molly now. I don't know much of their stuff, but hey, good for him. I think they do well. Fast Eddie Clark passed away. Rest in peace. So no more Fastway, but they were good when they were there. That said, people, I've got a great bit of entertainment coming your way. I met up with my friend Christoph in Alejandro in Stavanger, Norway. And so we talk music, talk beer, and talk all sorts of stuff. So hope you enjoy it. So anyway, next week you've got the famous Genghis and Ragman Kicks and Kisses list for 2025. So get your pencils out. Start taking notes. Get ready. Because we're going to tell you everything we know, everything we liked for 2025. And we're going to give you some playlists. Hi. How about that? So anyway, guys, thank you for listening every week. And thank you for your comments when you send them. But before I let you go, I'm going to give you one big hold. Fading into darkness.
With two of my favorite drinking buddies. One of them's almost out of beer. I'm the pussy. Two of them. No, you're good. You're with me, Alejandro. These guys are famous. They've been on the show, I think, both twice. This is number three, and I brought them together in unity. We're all in unity right now. But hey, it's cold as fuck outside. It's windy. But we're here drinking beers. I've got a Pala Fasfin. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
It took a long time. I used to call it Perler first then. You corrected me and you corrected me. So, Christoph's back, your metalhead from Lurvig, and he has an empty glass. What did you have?
I had the Black Heart from Brudai. Okay. Nice. I've tried that, which I really enjoy.
Okay, there are a lot of people shit on BrewDog, at least in Scotland.
Oh no, I totally agree with them. I'm gonna say it flat out, I fucking hate BrewDog, but this beer is actually really good. I had it before, but I did not support them.
Yeah, I paid, so
yeah.
You'd have to support them tonight.
Yeah, this is the only beer I drink from them, but I don't buy anything else from them. Yeah.
Is it because the owners are assholes or what?
Yeah. That and the BBC documentary that made.
Oh, yeah. That fucked them up pretty hard from what I've heard.
Oh, yeah. Like that. If you haven't seen that, I have to recommend watching it.
Is it on like Netflix or just on like YouTube or what?
I think I've watched it at, what was it called? It's like an alternative to YouTube. Vimeo or something?
Yeah. Yeah. I was about to say it. Yeah.
I think that's where I watched it. So yeah, nah, fuck those guys.
All right, so you said you're into punk right now, some like British style punk. So let's play a punk band to show the aggression and hatred for the man. Can you think of a song?
Oh, I would say Punk's Dead by Soft Play.
Let's do it.
Congratulations, and good luck to a bit of Soft Play. That's right, I've been a bit of Soft Play. Yes, please, baby. We'll be right back.
this pile of shit. Not one bit of for you a hit. Turns out you're just another couple of overly emotional pricks. Oi, get these liberal lefties typical. This shit isn't cool, I'm done with it all. Are there any real men left in Britain? I'm starting to think that there is.
All right, now I got my man, Alejandro. We watched soccer last night. No, football. I helped Norway beat the Italians. My Italian friends, I'm sorry. Yeah, I like you too, but I'm in Norway, so I got to support the local team, the country team. And you're drinking Lervig.
The Orange Velvet, the milkshake IPA.
What do you think?
You know what? I'm a big fan, actually. I like the vanilla touch in the taste at the end. And it's citrus. It just scratches my brain. When it just actually right where I want it to be.
It's really light, too, right? Yeah. Smooth and light, right?
It's not far from a Perle Porsvin in a way. It's like Perle Porsvin with just the vanilla at the end.
Yeah, so it's almost like an orange creamsicle. I don't know if they have those in Norway, but it's like the orange ice, like a popsicle with the ice cream.
Yeah, with the orange coating on the outside and vanilla in the inside,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I would pretty much say the same thing about this beer. Yeah.
So I got to rat out Alejandro. He got an assignment last time I saw him 6 months ago. And he got a big F. He's like looking down at the table now. I'm so sorry, my friend. We are still friends, and I'm not judging because I didn't watch the movie you asked me to watch either. But I mean, we're all big boys here. So, music wise, what anything new in your life or like a song that's kicking your ass right now?
Oh yeah. So my girlfriend just recommended me this band called Fake Tooth, and it's really good. Like, yeah, the head singer is a woman, and she's just absolutely just killing it. The name is Strange Ways from Fake Tooth. Yeah,
let's do it. And I'm victim to this as well. Like, if you're listening to a band with a female fronted band, if the girl's attractive, I mean, you see them, you're like, oh, I heard this band's good. And the chick, the lead singer, is hot. Do you like, oh, well, I got to check them out? But if she is a fat pig and just got warts on her face and you heard she had STDs, not that we're ever going to do anything like that, but does that... That's a stupid question. Does that attract you to the band more? There's like, oh, she's kind of hot. I wonder if she can sing.
I would say yes, because it shows just they don't care about what other people think. So they're just doing it for the game, not for themselves. You know,
yeah.
Not for the image. And I think that would what do you call it? You will bring more people with that, like a story, you know?
I think so too. I think so too.
It's
I
like
think
Mayhem in a way, you know?
Yeah.
Because they were crazy people.
Fuck yeah, they're crazy. Do you like Mayhem?
Yeah, I like a few songs from Mayhem. They got cool songs. But
Christoph, you?
Yeah, kind of. Yes and no, I would say.
Yeah.
For me, like, when it comes to that genre, I know it is supposed to sound like it is recorded deep in the forest with a recorder from Timu, but I like some production in my music. So like, take Dimmu Borgir as an example, you can actually hear the voices a little bit more clear, and I appreciate that. But again, I also really like Gorgoroth, which is also like the sound, like they don't have any like good quality behind their music,
yeah,
but it fucking slaps. So it really depends on the mood, I would say.
Mm. I would say the same about Mayhem, because they're pretty basic, but like they made the fundamentals in that genre, I would say. So it's nice to hear just what's the fundamentals was, and people just mixed it to their own ways afterwards. So yeah, it's back to the roots in a way. Yeah.
Did either one of you guys see Lords of Chaos, the movie? Yeah. Your thoughts?
You hated it. Why?
I mean, it's a great movie because it showed how the kids actually just are just shit kids. They yeah. are just, at the end of the day, they're just shit kids.
Yeah.
And that's why I have a problem with Mayhem, because they got too much glory and stuff, and they're just shit kids at the end of the day.
Yeah.
With mental issues, you know.
Totally.
And problematic ways of thinking about some things. But, you know, I think you have to, like, separate the artist from the music at some point. But Mayhem is very hard at that, because they have, like, an audience that's kind of representing the same same ways they do. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to like them sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Christoph,
I have watched the movie, and it is kind of, like, for the reason, as I said, they're shit kids.
Yeah.
Well, they were shit kids. I think some of them kind of got their shit together, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I never, like, cared enough about, like, the black metal scene to, like, watch it. But I'm probably gonna watch it, like, at one point, but the backlog is too long at this point that they prioritize other stuff to watch before I watch that one.
Okay, so being an American, as I am, not Norwegian, because I heard the Norwegians hated it. I didn't know much about Mayhem. I just knew, I'd heard some of the music, it wasn't my thing. And I was curious about the mystique behind the band. And again, I agree with you guys, it's just fucked up people, right? But I enjoyed it. I thought it was fucked up and weird all at the same time. Did it make me want to check out their catalog and buy all their music? Fuck no. I didn't check out anything. I just found the story kind of fascinating of how they grew up in the fucked up shit that was going on, especially the guy's mind that took the picture of the guy that blew his brains out. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is going on? What is wrong with you? And, you know, I don't know. It was weird. And now we're listening to Europe, Rock the Night. All right, let's play it in stereo. A little Europe.
But it's not enough reason for me to go in.
Okay, so we went from 50s music to Europe, and then we're talking mayhem. I mean, what the fuck is going on with us?
You know how to come. You see the interior, right? It's not sticking to one thing. It's nice to have it all thing, you know?
Well, I love the theme of Marilyn Monroe in Kiss makeup. That first time I ever came in here, I was like, that's pretty fucking cool. I dig that. I'm going to have to post that. So you will see that in this post. A picture of Marilyn is Jean Paul Ace and Peter, rest in peace, Ace Frehley, once again. So let me ask you guys, so Europe, were you guys ever into the hair metal? You're younger, so were you into this like style of music? Christoph, you're smiling, you want to talk.
I actually grew up with this type of music.
Really?
Yeah, I listened to a lot of Twisted Sister when I was younger, Steel Panther. So yeah, I kind of grew up with this alongside with like everything from Iron Maiden, Metallica and all that. But yeah, it has a special place in my heart, even though it's really cheesy at this point.
Yeah.
Not everything has aged that great. But I feel like this is also important to music history, especially within the metal, or I think it's also like with the legal case with the what was it called, like the explicit
explicit lyrics, PMRC,
because wasn't it one of the guys from Twisted Sister that showed up at the court
case? D-Sider.
It's both important to the music history and my like childhood, I would say. So yeah, I don't mind it.
Do you have a favorite song from Twisted or one of those bands from the 80s?
It's going to be like, I Wanna Rock. It is like maybe the most famous one, but it is famous, like the most popular song for a reason, I would say. So, yeah.
All right, Twisted Sister, I Wanna Rock. Is this, they're 50 years, I guess the band had been together, whatever, and they're doing another tour, which they retired, but they're like, I think the dollars got big enough. They're like, fuck, we're gonna do it. We're stupid if we don't take this money right now. And I get that. I mean, if someone said, I want you to do your job, we're gonna pay you a shit ton of money to do it one more year, I'm like, I'm all in. Shit on me, kick me, spit on me, do whatever you gotta do, but I'll do it. Just to make the big bucks. So I get it from the rock star perspective. Can they still bring it live? Is it going to be embarrassing? That's the question for me, because I'll probably have to watch. Do I want to go? Yes. Okay, I'm all over the map here. I want to go, but I think I'll check it out online to see if they sound like shit or if they still sound good. Alejandro, you're shaking. So what are your thoughts on Twisted or 80s hair metal music? And then we'll get in this whole Twisted Sister debate.
So I have not so many experience with this kind of bands and stuff, but I know like Deftones, you know, they had the, well, what I heard is that they had like a bad experience with live music, and people said it was shit, just collecting money. And some other people said it was just better than expected. Because, you know, this is the risk, you know? Yeah. But if the money is there, I mean, fuck it, go, take it. But, you know, I don't listen to this type of music.
Okay.
So I don't have so much to say about it, but I love the, you know, the rebel path they had. up in the years, you know, especially with the have you seen The Dirt? The movie,
yeah.
The Dirt, yeah. So you see how, you know, the society went against them, you know, because they were like, worshiping the devil and stuff.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So that's cool.
So did you like that movie?
Yeah, it was cool to see how their story was cool. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So this is very interesting for me because I grew up, I saw The Crew on one of the first time they ever came to Texas. I saw them in this little arena called the Astro Arena on the Shout the Devil tour. And they were fucking amazing. And I followed them, and their career was up and down and up and down for me with their styles. And good for them trying to change themselves and reinvent like every album and do something a little bit different. So I read the book, The Dirt. The book was so good. I saw the movie and I hated it.
Oh.
And a lot of people are like, these are people that didn't read the book. You got the real truth in the book. I'm usually not a book guy. I look stupid. You're like, how did you even fucking read something? And I did. And I'm like, well, this is wrong. This is wrong. And there's a Hollywood part that comes in that's like, well, we got to keep people interested. It's like, the real story is interesting. And probably with the Mayhem thing, too. I heard some of the Norwegian fans are like, well, this is Hollywood fluff. Yeah. There was other shit that was going on. So it's so interesting for me to hear you say, oh, that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
And then me, like, I didn't like it. My daughter, she's 22 years old. She didn't know The Crew like I did. I discovered them on, like, MTV when Livewire came out. I'm like, holy shit, what is that? They're fucking cool. They're like rebels. They got the pentagrams. They got this, the leather, and the fire, and all that shit. But yeah, for me, the movie didn't do a lot for me. I tried to watch it over and over and over again. Like, you got Machine Gun Kelly as Tommy.
That was the weird thing. I saw Machine Gun Kelly, and yeah. I mean, yeah, he kind of fits the look.
Yeah.
But the personality, I don't know about that.
No. No.
But regardless, it was an okay movie to watch.
Sure.
I don't know how lore accurate they were, but it was a fun watch.
Well, yeah. If you get into the real, they called the book The Dirt. There's some real dirt in that book about, and it was so cool. They had each band member interviewed separately about different time periods, and they blend that. And it was so cool. Like, Vince Neil hated Tommy Lee. Tommy Lee hated Vince Neil. Nikki Sixx is about to kill himself. Mick Mars is out kind of by himself, and It was really kind of fascinating to hear. First off, you look all you want to talk.
Oh no, I'm just like, I haven't seen the movie, so I can't bring a lot to the table with that. But no, all I was thinking is because I think they're currently making a Beatles movie.
Another one. Hopefully, it's good.
because I think like they're gonna make it into like, let's say, a franchise. So each movie is gonna be like from a different perspective, I think.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, so it kind of reminded me like that, like you get different like different viewpoints from, like, like you said, with the Motley Crue, like as they interview them from different time points. So yeah, it might be good. I'm not a big Beatles fan, but like with the Dirt, sounds interesting. Might need to watch it.
I'm not really a Beatles fan either, but it's, you know, always fun to watch their story, you know, because we're always depending on story.
Well, I love the idea of like separating. It's like, okay, Paul's view, John's view, Ringo's view, George's view. If it's accurate, right? If it's not just fucking fluff, you know, and bullshit. Now we got AC/DC. Hell yeah. Y'all want to play some AC/DC?
Yeah.
In the bar?
No, right here. They're playing it right now.
Yeah.
We play on the show.
No, I don't usually listen to AC/DC. No. At some point, I know you recommended this song. Or was that? No.
You said this is a whole lot of Rosie. You know what? Who Rosie is?
No.
Rosie Palm.
Yeah.
Oh no, I don't.
After you do that,
never heard about it. Oh, so that's the Rosie Palm.
Oh yeah, you've got a lot of calluses there, sir.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't? All right, AC/DC, whole lot of Rosie.
come tell you a story about a woman I know. I come loving, steal the show. She ain't exactly pretty, ain't exactly small. 4239 56. You can say she got it all.
So Alejandro, you're back on the hot seat. So you mentioned Motley Crue. Was there any Motley Crue you dug? I know you like. I kind of, we talked last time I was here. Iron Maiden had just played.
So. Yeah, it was Iron Maiden I was thinking about. Yeah.
Yes. Sorry, yeah. So yeah. You put on a playlist for the people coming into the bar,
right?
And we found some great tunes. So were you? Are you more driven like for older bands like a Maiden or maybe a Motley Crue or? Do you ever get into older bands?
Yeah, for sure. I sometimes I used to, before I used to listen to Motley Crue, but just like one song, you know, "Kickstart My Heart." You know,
oh, it's a great song.
Yeah, it's a really cool song, and I may have some Iron Maiden songs in my playlist as well. But it's more like just a popular known, you know. But sometimes I try to listen to some old bands, but now I find new. I'm more in, motivated for new bands like Fade Tooth and Kublai Khan, you know. That's more like harder stuff.
Yeah, yeah, we talked about Kublai Khan yesterday. So yeah. They're from Texas. I didn't know, but I found out last night. Is there a song from them you can think of you might want to play?
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, by the way, I just want to mention, I was here last night with Alejandro and his friends. I met two new friends, a Swedish guy and another local Norwegian. And I just want to say, Norway, you're welcome. I was here supporting you in the footy game. I mentioned that earlier in the show, but again, I'm looking for some thank yous here.
No, we haven't got any. We couldn't do it without Alan. That's just, he was carrying the whole game.
Yes, I was, I'm sure it was. All right, so Kublai Khan, what do you got?
Ant Pile by Kublai Khan.
Let's do it.
Silent, stay calm.
All right, so we're going to wrap up here shortly, but Christoph, you're back on the hot seat.
All right.
Is it warming up?
Huh?
Is the hot seat warming up for you a little bit?
Yeah, I can feel it. Burns a little bit.
Yeah, it was burning so much you had to get another beer, which I'm going to be there soon, and so is Alejandro. It's getting hot in here. This whole fucking area is getting hot. So, as far as music, we've talked before, and you've given me some great recommendations on music. What are you into right now? You said it's punk. We played some punk earlier, but punk, anything else, or just solid punk right now?
Well, let me check real quick, because I'm all over the place. Mostly it is punk, but let's see. If we're gonna continue with the theme, I would say Death to the Landlord by Meryl Streep. Super good. It's more like he just basically talks with like instrumental music in the back. But if you don't like Landlords, it's a good song to listen to.
Okay, yeah. Sweet.
Let's play it.
Have become rotten, yellow and stained from all the shite you've been talking, and it's left to us to pick up the pieces with smiles on our faces. Ah!
All right, real quick. We're going to talk beer, then we'll maybe do one more song each from you guys, and then we'll wrap up. So beer scene. So I'm going to pick on you a little bit, Alejandro. So I'm not picking on you. You're my friend. I've known you, what, a year or a year and a half?
Yeah, it's been a year now. Yeah, for sure.
So when I first met you, you weren't a huge beer guy. But now you're ordering Lervig. You got the Orange Crush or whatever it's called. I've got.
Yeah, it was the Orange Velvet. Well,
Orange Velvet. Yeah.
I'll just give my girlfriend a shout out because she has been putting me onto the beer scene.
Really?
Yeah, actually, because you know she's Polish, so she likes her beer for sure.
Well, dude, you've got to get on Untappd and start logging your beers, and then all three of us can be Untappd friends.
Actually, I have Untappd, but I'm more in Beer Buddy. So you should come over to Beer Buddy, okay. Actually.
I'll go both ways.
Yeah, we can be at both ways, for sure. Do you know Beer Buddy?
I think I have it on my phone, but I've never used it. I'm just Untappd like crazy.
Yeah, I think Untappd is better because, you know, more information.
So. Yeah.
Beer Buddy is just, you know, hey, I'm just drinking at the moment. Here's a picture of me drinking this beer, you know.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I could double dip.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you use that, Christoph, or no?
I haven't actually used Beer Buddy before, but I used Wraith Beer at the point, but that got shut down, if I'm not mistaken. But Wraith Beer kind of feels more like what's pad for beer nerds, because like usually people used to write like 5 paragraphs just about like the smell of the beer, and it got really pretentious at one point that I'm kind of glad it's gone at this point. Oh, so right now it's just Untappd for me.
So what's your favorite beer right now, Alejandro?
Good question. You know what? It's got to be either this Orange Velvet right now or Pile of Fusilina.
Which one?
Pile of Fusilina.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Actually, no. There's one Vienna Lager from Nøgne, this Norwegian brewery.
That's pretty good as well. I don't remember the name of it. So it was a Vienna Lager.
Oh, wow.
We used to have it on draft here in Hanukkah. That was just, you know, really tasteful. Yeah.
Have you tried the stout from Lervik? What's it called?
All I Want for Christmas.
All I Want for Christmas. Yeah, that's, that one is really good as well.
Yeah, fuck me.
That's
so good.
That's. But I wouldn't say that's a bear. I think that's another thing I won't say. Me personally,
yeah.
It's a stout, you know. So
it's a dessert.
Yeah, it's a dessert.
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah. You small pour, you're good. It's like 15% ABV.
Yeah, and just one of those, and you're just good to go, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you have a stomach for food, and you also has an extra stomach for dessert. You know? I don't know if you guys say that, but I say that when I eat. So. Probably why I'm big.
All right, Christoph, what's your favorite beer right now, man?
Right now, well, we don't have it anymore, but I think I drank maybe half the keg myself. It was the West Coast Pilsner I told you about earlier.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, it was from a brewery called Dos Kiwis. They're from Spain, but started by a New Zealand guy. It's light, crisp, but you also get like the nice flavor from the West Coast hops. So it's like the best of both worlds, but like, yeah, I'm a big lager fan, so right now I'm drinking a wheat beer, but if I get a hand of a good lager, that's when I'm in my best mood.
Actually, I would actually change my answer to the 1663 Blanc from Cronenberg. Because I just had it recently.
Yeah.
And they had cleaned their what's it called?
The lines.
I never tasted so crispy beer in my whole life. Go to Melkebar and
that's a good beer. Sanis.
I've had it. Yeah. It's so good. It was just perfect.
Perfection.
All right, so we're going to wrap up. Before we go, you guys got to think of two songs. No, just one song each. So we're going to play two more songs by y'all. Let's be being Texan. By you guys, y'all. Y'all need to think about two more songs. No, fuck that. I don't like that Southern thing. So a song each. And tell me a little bit about the band. We'll play the song. And then we're all going to say horns up together at the end. So, all right, Christoph, you want to go first? You look like you're ready. You got your game face on. Yeah. All right, what do you got?
So I don't think the band itself needs any introduction because it's already well known internationally. It is the Agora Boys with the song Pyramid of Health. So it is funny, it's catchy, about a guy that's like has really bad like as it says in the song, eats cigarettes for breakfast, so he ends up like with a tube down his throat, and all he does is sing about like, yeah, the Pyramid of Health.
So, nice.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Hanging out with the camera down my throat. They say my stomach's nearly fried from eating cigarettes for breakfast. But if I follow 7 easy steps, I might avoid my death. The pyramid of health. Down, bring your sacrificial goat, and don't forget to wear your feathers and your silly little necklace. And get real high with the shrimp up in the sky, and you'll no longer fear your death. The pyramid of hell. On a mountain and I turned to dust. Little green worm said it wasn't enough, so it turned me back into a bag of meat. Gave me a liquid from a nearby tree. Said drink this sludge and you'll see what I mean. Pyramid of health is in everything. Turned me back into a bag.
Alright, Alejandro, what you got, man?
Well, I took Mascara by Deftones.
Oh, okay.
Well,
nice.
So Deftones doesn't need an introduction as well, because everybody knows them. But I've been just listening to that song lately. It's just scratching my brain when I'm out in the cold, just
matching the vibe for the Norwegian winter, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's here. It's coming, sir. Mm. It's cold as fuck out there for me right now.
Really cold. You know, the ice is just settling now, so we're just hoping it's not going to be too harsh on us.
No, well, we were in, like, a parking lot today, and my boss was like, hey, check that shit, that ice down on the road. I'm like, it's not even cold enough for ice. But the roads are ready. So, all right, let's play some Deftones. Christoph, Alejandro, this is like the Three Musketeers of Norway. I'm not Norwegian. You guys are. But if you will have me, I'll be Norwegian whenever I'm in Norway.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get a green card.
Yeah,
we're taking you into the cold. I was going to say the world, but you know.
Well, you could play out in the cold by Judas Priest. Let's do it.
Taking good care of me, I want you. I feel as though I'm out in the cold.
song from like Immortal. Give me a cold Immortal song, Kristoff. We're going crazy here. We're going to play a lot of music. Well, we're done, but we're playing more. So, what's it called? We've got Immortal.
Sons of the Northern Darkness.
Yeah, in true Norwegian form. Let's do it. Alejandro, my friends, thank you for joining me. It's always great to see you both. This has been a lot of fun. Ragman on the Road. I've only done one Ragman on the Road since I've been in Europe, and I've been here 8 days, 9 days, something like that. But you two guys, you're my boys. You're my boys.
Nice having you back, man.
Yeah.
It's nice having you back.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that. So on three, we're going to give the fans what they want.
Horns up!